I would make the argument that a revolutionary voice interface would come from within a community of color, for that community of color. The challenge and the tension, of course, is the resources needed to develop that kind of interface are often not available to communities of color. So the fact that we've been training our voice interfaces on a Midwestern accent for the last, 50 years is part of the challenge. But where do we begin to start collecting voices of communities of color and not have that initiative co-opted? I also think even before we get to asking the question about, I think a revolutionary device is one that a community has said that they will benefit from. That there's no company or organization or person making those kinds of decisions and making an argument that this would revolutionize the way that a community does something or accomplishes X. So that I do think it needs to emerge from within. And that's one of the reasons why I think that sits with the initiative of individual developers who perhaps want to hear their voices represented, their community's voices represented. And that too is problematic. That doesn't necessarily mean that an individual developer understands what's at risk either. But something about being part of that community certainly begins to address some of the concerns that we have about inclusion and representation. I think there's an economic cost to the development of these devices in a way that other kinds of software might not cost. And so I think the community first has to figure out if that is something that they want. And two, then as a community, they begin to work towards the realization of how that might happen. That feels like a cop-out answer. I don't have a better one for you. I'm thinking about, and I return to the work of Ramzi Nasser all the time, who has been diligently just plugging away at developing a code in Arabic. That is the work of an individual who wants to be able to code in his native language. That is never going to be the concern of a large company unless it is economically beneficial. And even then, there's the politics of you know, that sort of leads to certain kinds of decisions about what languages get developed. So I think it sits with individual renegades who want to upset the status quo. But to do that is such personal sacrifice.